I unmute myself. Yes, I do.
Good. So I'm going to call the meeting to order and just remind everyone to please have your iPads or any of your electronics on mute. And then when you are voting for a motion or seconding, that you use your name so that Kim can get those notes accurate. So I'll call the meeting to order with Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Board President comments. I have a couple of things. First, I would like to offer our condolences to Mrs. Norton for the loss of her husband. As a board, we're sorry for your loss, Pat, and for the girls as well. And then I also would like to thank our board members that have served, that whose term is up in June. Some have offered to run again. We're very thankful for that. Have decided that it's time for someone else to get in there. So Mr. Brooks, I don't know, Jim, if you're on, I can't see if you're on, but Jim served two terms since 2012. So he served 8 years to the district. Thank you for that. Mrs. Norton also has had 5 years. Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Mr. LaChapelle is ending a 3-year term. Thank you for that. And Mr. Baker is on your year term. Mr. LaChapelle. To run for the board seat again. Just a reminder to please put your phones or electronics on mute. Okay. Any board members? Superintendent comments. Mr. D.
6-5-4-7-7-1. I too would like to echo the thanks to each of the board members for your service to the district. We greatly appreciate it. Just as a reminder, tomorrow evening we will be opening our votes beginning at 5 p.m. So I will be getting a notification out to all of the board members, community, and media when we complete the opening and count of the vote and board member elections tomorrow afternoon. We have a few things coming up. It's hard to believe that tomorrow, 3 months ago tomorrow, we closed school. It feels like it's been much, much longer. It's been a very strange school year for sure, but I'd be definitely remiss if I didn't mention the amazing work that was done by our faculty, our staff, our cafeteria folks, our bus folks, our administrative staff, our front office staff. Everybody really did an outstanding job pulling things together this year and ensuring that we did the best we possibly could for our students. We recognize that coming back next year won't be without its difficulties. We're still waiting to get the national guidance from the State Education Department, as well as the governor's office, on expectations for schools for reopening. But we will be working on reopening plans throughout the course of this summer. I'd also like to mention and also give a huge thanks to our cafeteria staff, Mr. Ott and Mrs. Dubois, for putting together a feeding program for our students for the past 3 months. During that period of time, we served just shy of 18,000 meals to students in the Whitehall School District. That's pretty incredible to think that many meals were prepared and sent out in such a short period of time. Reminder to all of the board members, we do have a graduation ceremony scheduled for the 26th at 7 p.m. I did share that information with each of you. We are doing our best to comply with 150 number that is set by the governor. Each of our students will have two tickets, but conversations that we had with the sheriff as well as the DPW, they've agreed to close down Buckley Road at about 6:45 to enable some overflow to be sitting out on the road and watching the events, you know, and participating actually right up close. So it'll be working well for our community, and it's unfortunate that it came to this, but we're rolling with the punches. And Mr. Burgess and Mr. Godfrey have done a great job coordinating those. I want to thank Mr. Godfrey for his service for the past several months. Today will be his last Board of Ed meeting. He's logged in today, and I just wanted to say thank you to John. We greatly appreciate his willingness to come and spend time with us, step up and work with Ethan and the high school staff for the past several months to keep our train still moving forward. So a big thank you goes out to John for his hard work. So I do appreciate that, John. Thank you. Lastly, I would like to say thank you to Breanne Hazelton. Breanne has wrapped up 3 years here with Whitehall. She is moving on and accepting a position in the South Plains Falls School District. This will be her final board meeting. She'll be starting there July 1st. And I'd like to thank Breanne for her service to the district, her support to the special education staff, and most importantly, the work she did for our students in need. So I appreciate the hard work everyone has put in this year. And it's hard to believe we're sitting here in June. That's all I have.
Yeah, and I do have to say thank you, Mr. Godfrey. I'm sorry that we weren't able to work more closely together because we've all been virtual, but the work that you've done with Mr. Burgess has been phenomenal, and what a great mentor he's had for a few months during this tough time. Also, thank you to Bree Hazelton as well. And Mr. D, I don't know if we mentioned it last month, so stop me if I did, but I wanted to thank the Elks for the parade and the spaghetti dinner that we did for the seniors. We handed out the dinners from the Elks and then also certificates and caps and gowns for our seniors, and did a parade with the motorcycles, Freedom Riders, and the EMS. Did we already mention that, Mr. D? I'm sorry.
We did. That was the night of our last board meeting, but that's okay. It's certainly worth mentioning again.
All right. Thank you. I would be remiss if we didn't, and I'm sorry to repeat myself. Okay. Any old business? We don't have any. Board and staff reports, treasurer's report, Mr. D.
All right. Kate has been exceptionally busy over the past month, working on bank reconciliations, bills, budget status, revenue status reports, transfers, extracurricular reports, etc. With that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve said reports.
And do we have a motion on the floor to approve those said reports?
So moved.
Whoops.
Barber.
Thank you. Second?
Pat Norton, second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action. Mr. D.
All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes of May 18th, as well as our draft minutes from June 1st.
We have a motion on that.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Authorization to pay bills.
If we could move back to the approval of CSE CPSE minutes.
Yeah.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the series of CSE and CPSE minutes that are dated in your packet.
We have a motion to approve those minutes as read.
So moved, Baker.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second. Carrie.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Opposed? Carried. Mr. D, I'm sorry, we skipped that. So authorization to pay bills.
I do think it would be a good idea to pay our bills. That said, I would like to recommend the board take action to provide that approval.
We have a motion to start paying our bills to June 30.
So moved, Brett.
Thank you. Thank you. Discussion. Favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Mr. D, unaffiliated contract.
The board has received copies in their packet of the unaffiliated contracts. I'd like to point out that mine is in there as well, so I will recommend everyone's but mine.
Okay.
Of course, I'd love it if you approved mine, but I'm not going to make that recommendation to the board.
Okay. So we have a recommendation to approve all but Mr. D's. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Brett.
Thank you. Is there any? No.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Baker.
On Mrs. Gould's and Mr. Burgess under section 6 for vacation, it has 20 listed out, written out, and then 23 in parentheses numerically.
It should read 23. That is the number of days they have in their contract. If that's an error, that's something we can correct before we sign them.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed it on just those two.
Great. I will make note to myself and address those.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. So with those changes, is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Carried. And Mr. D, in regards to yours, are we looking for a recommendation from someone, or can we just vote on that?
Let's follow the process and just make sure you get a recommendation in a second, and then you can vote.
Mr. Barber, do you want to recommend the contract?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. So do we have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. So do we have a second on approving Mr. D's
second
contract?
Correct.
Thank you. Any questions? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. D. You're with us for till 2025.
Thank you, Mr. D.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
The motion to approve the resolution, Mr. D.
Yeah, Kate has been very proactive in the work that she's been doing with financial advisors, looking at our cash flow situation. I did ask that she send out an email to you folks last week, which she did. Looking at some of the changes that are coming forth with the New York State budget, as well as changes that are unfolding with some of the recommendations that are being made by the governor in reference to potentially allowing communities in the state to push off payment of tax debt. We are putting into place both a ban and a TAN resolution that Kate did explain at length in those emails to you for the purpose of ensuring that we've got these in place in the event that we do need to borrow money to carry the district through until we receive our taxes and or our state aid. Again, this is merely proactive. We are not borrowing the money at this point, but it allows the district to do so. Kate, is there anything I have missed?
No, I think you covered it. We certainly, if it comes to a point in our cash flow that we need to issue them, we will definitely be talking to the board about that as soon as we realize it. But I think we got it covered.
Mr. D, are we doing both resolutions at once or one at a time?
We can actually do them together.
So, motion to approve the RAN and the TAN resolution.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And again, thank you, Kate, to having the foresight to look at those things to ensure that we're in a good cash situation as we roll into 2021 next year, right? I don't know. I lose track. Yeah.
Thank you, Kate. PSI proposal.
All right. We shared some information this week in regard to a couple of different proposals that are coming as part of our building plan. PSI proposal is for pre-renovation testing, abatement design for areas that have either PCB or asbestos that do need to be abated as part of our project.
And do we have a motion to approve the PSI proposal?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do I have a second? Mrs. Norton, I heard you. The second?
Yeah.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Thank you. Reorganization meeting.
I'm sorry. We need to do the telecon proposal as well.
Wow, how did I miss all those?
I don't know.
I just scrolled down the laptop.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the Terracon Dentix proposal. As I shared previously, it came in substantially under budget, nearly $55,000 under our expected amount, which is great because I'm sure we'll need that somewhere else. So with that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that proposal.
Motion to approve the Terracon Dentix proposal.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Thank you, Mr. Barber. Any questions? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Appointment, Mr. D.
With great pleasure, I would like to recommend the appointment of Mr. Ethan Burgess as our newest junior senior high school principal in the tenure track area of administration effective July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2024. And his salary is recommended to be $90,000 for the 2021 school year.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Are we doing them all together?
Are we doing them together or separate, Mr. D?
Well, let's do his separate, and we'll do the rest together.
You've got it. Do we have a motion to approve, Mr. Burgess?
So moved.
Second.
Second, Carrie.
Thank you. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie.
Congratulations, Ethan.
Absolutely.
Burgess.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. How about Mr. D, the rest of them?
Okay.
One.
we have is I would like to recommend the board to approve, again, due to the change in order of the executive order, the date, our folks for the inspection, Penny Hollister, Kristen Oben, Marcia Ross, Angela Greeno, Danielle Palmer, and Kim Manny to take care of our budget vote and count tomorrow evening. I would also like to recommend Mrs. Morcombe was presently appointed for this position. Unfortunately, she is going to be unable to do it as a result of her requirements at home. So we've got one of the other folks stepping in for us. In addition, I would like to recommend the appointment of Mr. Joe Palmer to the position of substitute cleaner. And that covers all of our appointments for the month.
Heather is going to be doing it.
Oh, Heather is doing it. I thought she...
Yeah, she wasn't able to on the 9th, but she is able to on the 16th. So that's why we're appointing her now.
Gotcha. Okay, so Heather is doing it. All right.
Okay. So do we have a motion for those appointments?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Do we have a second?
Second, Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. On leave of absence.
I would like to recommend to the board to approve the maternity leave of absence for Amanda Rodriguez on or about September 10 through approximately November 5th. That would be 8 weeks with a congratulations to Amanda and her husband for the upcoming birth of their baby.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve that leave of absence?
So moved, Dick.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Brett.
Second.
Thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. And I just saw a note, I think, from Mrs. Gould. They're expecting twin baby girls. Is that correct, Mrs. Gould?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Oh, that's great news. Good. Okay. Summer days, Mr. D.
Okay. I would like to recommend the following groups of people to have the ability to work the prescribed number of days that are listed. Our guidance counselors to be able to work 10 days each. That's Mr. Montville and Ms. Moon. Our psychologist sharing 14 days, which is more than we usually do with our psychologists. That recommendation is in place because we haven't been able to do testing. Because they haven't been able to work with students individually for their yearly testing and evaluation. So that is work that we'll need to get done this summer. Our social workers sharing 10 days, Mary Douglas and Catherine Johnson, and Mr. Ott, our food service director, if necessary, to be able to come in before the school year starts and work 5 days.
We have a motion to approve those summer days.
So moved.
So moved, Barbara.
Thank you. Mr. Baker, I think you were first. Do we have a second?
Second, Carrie.
Thank you. Any discussion? Mr. D, I have a question. With the COVID situation that we're in now, do you foresee that we're going to need additional days from these people over the summer?
I am not sure. I'm not sure when and if we're going to get into stage four, with the ability to actually be able to open up the campus a little bit more. So if we're able to do that and do more than just one-to-one work with people, if more days are needed, I would either make those recommendations at the reorg meeting or at the July meeting.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Carried. Item information, Mr. D. Board meeting.
Yep, we do have a reorg board meeting, which is coming up, a special meeting on Tuesday, July 7th. It's scheduled for 6 p.m. So I was wondering if the board wants to maintain that 6 p.m. time, if you guys would like to do a morning time or do an earlier time, whatever works for the group is fine with us. Nothing that needs to be decided now, but you know, we can put out a poll to folks and ask what works for people. If you'd rather do something other than a 6 p.m. slot, we can certainly consider that.
We certainly will. Thank you.
We also have your second reads of the Parents' Bill of Rights policy, as well as that is the policy Bill of Rights. You guys have got it attached. And also the second read of our security and student data, teacher data, and principal data. So you have those for a second read. We'll look at them one last time in July for approval.
Thank you.
Counting of ballots, as I had mentioned previously, will occur tomorrow evening in the LGI at the high school at 5 p.m. Again, we are still under requirements to have 10 or fewer people in the school at that event. So if you would like to come, please let me know. Otherwise, it will be live streamed to our website, so folks will be able to see the opening of the ballots.
Okay, thank you, Mr. D. Before we adjourn, does anyone have anything else? Good luck to our incumbents for the reading of the votes tomorrow. If you'd like to be there, let Mr. D know, and he will let you know if there's room in the building for that. Otherwise, you can live stream that. Okay, so do we have a motion to adjourn?
Roxanne, I'm sorry, just real quick, if I can. I wanted to mention that I won't need a spot if another board member needs to bring a guest or whatever to graduation. I'm happy standing out on the road. I'm fine. I don't have family members or anything this year. So I don't know if you want to take a poll on that now, Pat, so you know.
Sure.
I'm fine. I won't need a spot. So if someone else needs a spot, that's they're welcome to it.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley.
I don't need a spot either.
Is that Mr. Brooks?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I won't need one either, Roxanne. Dick.
Thank you, Jeff.
Rox, this is Hope. I won't need one either.
Okay. None for Hope. Thank you. Everyone else is looking for the two tickets. Am I to presume then?
No, someone else needs mine.
Who just Tom? Tom, you don't need yours.
Correct. Yeah, that was Tom.
Thank you. Can I send you an email later?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else?
I only need one.
Okay.
Okay, one ticket for Mrs. Norton. One.
All right. So we have Chris, James, Dick, Hope, and Tom are no's at this point. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, so do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second.
Mr. Baker, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Okay, talk soon. Thank you. Everyone stay well.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah.